Belinda Audio and Canongate Books present this unabridged recording of
Dragon's Green by Scarlett Thomas. Read for you by Roger Allen. Chapter 1. Mrs. Beat Hag Hyde was exactly the kind of teacher who gives children nightmares. She was tall and thin, and her extraordinarily long fingers were like sharp twigs on a poisonous tree. She wore black polo necks that made her head look like a planet being slowly ejected from a hostile universe, and heavy tweed suits in strange, otherworldly pinks and reds that made her face look as pale as a cold moon. It was impossible to tell how long her hair was, because she wore it in a tight bun. But it was the colour of 3, maybe even 4, black holes mixed together. Her perfume smelled of the kind of flowers you never see in normal life, flowers that are very, very dark blue and only grow on the peaks of remote mountains, perhaps in the same bleak wilderness as the tree whose twigs her fingers so resembled. Or at least, that was how Maximilian Underwood saw her, on this pinkish, dead leafy autumnal Monday towards the end of October. Just her voice was enough to make some of the more fragile children cry, sometimes only from thinking about it late at night or alone on a creaky school bus in the rain. Mrs. Beat Hag Hyde was so frightening that she was usually only allowed to teach in the upper school. Everything she most enjoyed seemed to involve untimely and violent death. She particularly loved the story from Greek mythology about Cronus eating his own babies. Maximilian's class had done a project on the story just the week before last, with all the unfortunate infants made from papier-mâché. Mrs. Beat Hag Hyde was actually filling in for Miss Dora Wright, the real teacher, who had disappeared after winning a short story competition. Some people said Miss Wright had run away to the South to become a professional writer. Other people said she'd been kidnapped because of something to do with her story. This was unlikely to be true, as her story was set in a castle in a completely different world from this one. In any case, she was gone. And now her tall, frightening replacement was calling the register. And Euphemia Truelove, known as Effie, was absent. "Euphemia Truelove," Mrs. Beat Hag Hyde said for the third time. "Away again?" Most of this class, the top set for English in the first form of the Tusitala School for the Gifted, Troubled and Strange, the school with its twisted grey spires, leaky roofs and long, noble history, wasn't really called that, but for various reasons that was how it had come to be known, had realized that it was best not to say anything at all to Mrs. Beat Hag Hyde, because anything you said was likely to be wrong. The way to get through her classes was to sit very still and silent and sort of pray she didn't notice you. It was a bit like being a mouse in a room with a cat. Even the more troubled members of the first form, who had ended up in the top set through cheating, hidden genius, or just by accident, knew to keep it buttoned in Mrs. Beat Hag Hyde's class.